unser leuchtendes Vorbild. Stephen Colbert, I am America and so can you. Stephen Colbert, Talkshow-Host mit nicht unbeträchtlichem Einfluss auf die Kultur der Nation, zu der er gehört, nämlich der US-amerikanischen, formuliert in seinem Werk I am America and so can you nichts weniger als den Führungsanspruch an eben diese. Und weil er das so überzeugend macht, wird er wohl eines Tages sein Ziel erreichen, Präsident der Vereinigten Staaten zu werden. Bis dahin müssen die Republikaner aber erstmal zu Kräften kommen. Politik ist Stephen Colbert nichts, traditionelle Werte alles. Und so hört er auf seinen Präsidenten Barack Obama, als dieser ihn aufforderte, sich den Kopf zu rasieren, um als echte GI die Truppen im Irak zu unterhalten und den Sieg zu verkünden. Dies alles und mehr findet sich auf colbertnation.com. Die Essenz seiner Ansichten nun im hier und heute vorgestellten Hörbuch, gelesen von ihm selbst. I am America and so can you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Colbert, and I am no fan of books. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you and I share a healthy skepticism about the printed word. Well, I want you to know this is the first book I've ever written, and I hope it's the first book you've ever read. Don't make a habit of it. Now, you might ask yourself, if by yourself you mean me, Stephen, if you don't like books, why'd you write one? Well, you just ask yourself a trick question. I didn't write it. I dictated it. I shouted it into a tape recorder over the Columbus Day weekend, then handed it to my agent and said, sell this. He's the one who turned it into a book. It's his funeral. But I get your drift. Why even dictate? Well, like a lot of other dictators, there's one man's opinion I value above all others. Mine. And folks, I have a lot of opinions. I'm like Lucy trying to keep up with the candy at the chocolate factory. I can barely put them in my mouth fast enough. In fact, I have so many opinions, I have overwhelmed my ability to document myself. I thought my nightly broadcast, The Colbert Report, check your local listings, would pick up some of the slack. But here's the dirty little secret. When the cameras go off, I'm still talking. And right now, all that opinion is going to waste, like seed on barren ground. Well, no more. It's time to impregnate this country with my mind.
Hachette Audio presents I Am America, and So Can You, written by Stephen Colbert, read by Stephen Colbert and a full cast.
At one time, America was pure. Men were men, women were women, and gays were confirmed bachelors. But somewhere around the late 60s, it became groovy to let it all hang out while you kept on trucking, stopping only to give a hoot. And today, Lady Liberty is under attack from the cable channels, the internet blogs, and the Hollywood celebritocracy out there spewing facts like so many locusts descending on America's crop of ripe, tender values. And as any farmer or biblical scholar will tell you, locusts are damn hard to get rid of. I said on the very first episode of The Colbert Report that together, I was going to change the world. And I've kept up my end of the bargain. But it's not changing fast enough. Last time I checked, my supermarket still sold yogurt. From France. See a pattern? Turns out, it takes more than 30 minutes a night to fix everything that's destroying America. And that's where this audiobook comes in. It's not just some collection of reasoned arguments supported by facts. No, that's the coward's way out. This audiobook is truth. My truth. I deliver my truth hot and hard, fast and furious. So either accept it without hesitation or get out of the way. Because somebody might get hurt and it's not going to be me. Think you can handle it? I'm scared of Koreans. Bam! That's me, off the cuff, blunt and in your face. No editing. I think it. I say it. You hear it. Sometimes I don't even think it. I just say it. Baby carrots are trying to turn me gay. See, I'm not pulling any punches. I'm telling it like it is. Get used to it or turn this audiobook off. Because this audiobook is for America's heroes. And who are the heroes? The people who bought this audiobook. That bears repeating. People who borrow this audiobook are not the heroes. They are no better than welfare queens mooching off the system like card-carrying library card carriers. For the record, we're not offering this audiobook to libraries. No free rides. Okay, now it's my turn to ask a question. What do I want from you? Good question. Just because I haven't put a lot of thought into this audiobook doesn't mean you shouldn't. I want you to listen to this audiobook carefully. Savor my ideas. Memorize pertinent passages. Eat with it. Sleep with it. Let nature take its course. Because what I have dictated here is nothing less than a constitution for the Colbert Nation. And like our founding fathers, I hold my truths to be self-evident, which is why I did absolutely no research. I didn't need to. The only research I needed was a long, hard look in the mirror. For this audiobook is my story. And as such, it is the American story. You know, I'm reminded of the words of Walt Whitman, the 19th century poet, naturalist, and all-around man's man, who through his epic lyricism defined the character of this new nation. He said, "I celebrate myself and sing myself, and what I assume, you shall assume." That I he was talking about? It's me. Bottom line, listen to this book. Be me. I am America. And so can you.